books out marking the anniversary of the end of World War I is a collection of soldiers' letters, diaries and memoirs, giving a personal account of life in the trenches and on the battlefield. The book's title, Zum Befehl, Panne Leutnant, which translates as At Your Command, Lieutenant, is taken from the satirical comedy The Good Soldier Schweik by Jaroslav Hašek. I spoke to one of the book's co-authors, none other than my colleague at Radio Prague, Pavla Horáková, and began by asking how the idea arose to put together such a collection.
It goes back some 6 or 7 years ago when I came across the memoirs of my great-grandfather who fought in the First World War, and I thought that many people, many Czechs must have such materials at home. And with the anniversary with the centenary of the outbreak of World War I approaching, I thought it would be worth to put together these documents and make them public somehow.
How did you approach people? Was it difficult to get them to give you these? It's personal correspondence, isn't it, mostly? Diaries and things like that.
Yeah, I had no idea how to go about it, and I worked for the Czech radio Vltava station, which is the arts and culture station, and I submitted the idea to my colleague, and he came up with the idea of a series dedicated to World War I, to the correspondence, journals and memoirs of Czech soldiers. And we invited the listeners of Czech radio, to send us their family documents, and they did. So we put together a 20-part series, which was broadcast from 2014 until 2015. It was called Field Post, and it featured these memoirs.
So it's all about what life was like in the trenches on the battlefield.
Mostly, but also in the background. It's not just the soldiers, but also their loved ones who were left at home.
Right, so you have descriptions of what we would call field hospitals.
Exactly.
The food they ate, the friendships they made, how they spent time when they were not fighting. Is that all in it?
Quite all of that, besides things like Christmas, the way they spent Christmas, the way they spent their free time, the sports they did, the games they played, attempts at art, various attempts at art, drawings, photography even. Some of the officers even had cameras then, so they took photographs, and we had some of them featured in a book.
So surprisingly, it wasn't all about fighting and sleeping. There was free time that they had, and they spent it.
There was some free time, but mostly the memories, concern, hunger, illness, pain, fear, homesickness, etc.
Are they very revealing when you read them?
Some of them
were written to loved ones at home, so how much did they disclose?
The correspondence doesn't reveal much because it was censored. So the letters and postcards mostly say just phrases like, hello, I'm well, I'm thinking of you, hoping to see you soon, etc. But the journals are more revealing, more sincere, and the memoirs are the most sincere texts.
I understand, because I haven't read the book yet myself. It's out this week. There are accounts of the role that women played on the battlefield. Is that right?
Yes. It wasn't really on the battlefield. That they were exceptions. I think we have
nurses,
just...
no doubt. That is the first thing that comes to mind.
Yes. Nurses, of course, yes. But that we have one woman, one wife, who actually travelled all the way with her husband to the field. But it's mostly about women at home, the wives, the daughters, the sisters, the girlfriends, the fiancés, but of course also the nurses. And we have also a few doctors, one of the few early doctors, women doctors.
What made the strongest impression on you when you went through this correspondence? Did it help open up not just your own family history, as you said, but a whole new world? Because we don't know that much about World War I apart from the dry facts that one learns at school.
Exactly. We call it, my co-author Jiří Kamen and I, we call it the inner picture of the war. These documents let us see inside the minds of the soldiers, which is quite a different story from the dry facts, as you said, from the textbooks and history books.
You said that the most open were the diaries. And
yes.
When you read those, were there any stories that particularly that stuck in your mind that really touched you, or was it obviously your own family history?
Oh yes. Well, my own family history wasn't that bad. Both my great grandfathers who were in the war survived, luckily, and the most touching, most moving stories for me were of the soldiers who were captured in Russia. And they were held in camps and in POW camps, or then they lived in families in Siberia without any prospect of possibly ever coming home. It was 4 years into the war, 5 years after they left home, and they had no idea whether they would ever come back, whether they would ever see their loved ones back home. And that despair, that a total lack of prospect of any future, that was really heartbreaking.
There are pictures in the book as well, I believe.
There are many pictures. Many of them come from the archives of the families, but also some are pictures by or works of art by Czech artists of the day. But this book is actually a sequel to a first book which had a similar name, which came out in 2015. So and they're both similar in content but slightly different in composition. The first one has more actual art by Czech artists. The second one is more photographs and drawings by the soldiers from the field.
I believe you also have authentic sound for the series that you're doing for the home channel Vltava.
Yes, we have authentic music from that time, provided to us by a collector, and I also have a recording of my great grandfather. Obviously, not from the time of the First World War, but from the 1950s when he was an old gentleman remembering the war days.
But it probably creates a very authentic picture.
Oh,
of
yes,
the time,
yes.
All this.
And he puts a brave face on it. So it's more the funny stories, not the horrors of the war, which is the case with many of the soldiers. When they recall the events in their memoirs, they often try to sound lighthearted, or they make jokes, they remember the funny stories, which is kind of similar to the Good Soldier Schweik. Maybe they were influenced by the book, which came out shortly after the war. But that's the difference often between the journals from the actual time of the war, which are quite raw, quite horrible to read sometimes. But the memoirs are often quite funny.
And this diary was preserved. It went from your grandmother to your mother.
Yes. My great grandfather kept a journal when he was in the war, and then in the 1930s he rewrote it and made it into a memoir. And he wrote it by hand, and I think his son rewrote it. He transcribed it. He typed it, and then his son typed it into a computer, so I have a
So it wasn't very private. It wasn't something he wrote just for himself. Would he be surprised to see it in a book today? Because it could have been something that he just needed to put down on paper. He needed to get it out of his system, maybe. So, you know.
I think he wrote it in a way for other people to read. And many of the soldiers, actually, in their memoirs mentioned, should this ever be published, I would like to, etc. So in a way, I think we made that wish come true for some of them.
Apart from this series on Vltava, how much interest did that generate, by the way?
Well, it had a large listenership, and the first book sold out practically. So I think quite a lot of people are interested in that period because it touched many families in this country. Hardly any family, there's hardly any family that didn't have one of the men go to war 100 years ago.
Right. Pavla, thank you very much.
Thank you
for your time. Good luck with the book.
Thank you.